This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Oshkosh will take back the night tonight. It's the 33rd year for the walk that starts at 7 o'clock tonight on the campus of UW Oshkosh after an hour-long program at the Culver Center. Take Back the Night is a worldwide event that stands against all forms of sexual violence, from sexual assault to relationship violence. We now know exactly the number of UW Oshkosh layoffs to deal with that $18 million deficit. 140 people will be laid off, another 76 are retiring, and 34 jobs will go unfilled as a result of the deficit. The last day of work for those laid off employees is January 20th. City Manager Mark Roloff is meeting today with the Business Improvement District. You may remember the bid has asked the city for $100,000 in city funds so they could add staff and create a nonprofit. Roloff says he's not recommending the city make that move at this time. The Chalice Restaurant will be getting some nationwide exposure today. America's Best Restaurants Roadshow is in town. The visit will feature popular menu items at the restaurant and an interview with the owner, Joe Ambrose. It's going to air on social media channels later on. Page 2, despite a citizen's petition, the city will not allow street parking on both sides of Wisconsin between New York and Bent Avenues. Instead, the city is considering adding bike lanes there. The list of events moving due to the discovery of Native American artifacts in Menominee Park continues to grow. The latest is the Race for the Light 5K. It will move to the EAA grounds in December. A reminder that this week's Bruise on the Bay and Zooloween Boo have already been moved to the Leach Amphitheater. The city's finance and utility billing and collection department will be closed for part of the day today so the staff can meet and have an in-service training session. Turning to sports, former Oshkosh North softball standout Sid Supley has landed her first gig with ESPN. Sid, who majored in broadcasting at Northwestern University, was a sideline reporter for a Florida State game last weekend. That is a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're back again later this week on the Chamber website, always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.